Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever the dollar you might have for, is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget that I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spa day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, click, click,
God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clack, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the hitch. Least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Pierce from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on? This your boy, B.S. Yeah. What's going on? We had a good week so far on this Grudge Talk show. We had a good show that I was on for a little bit. It's the BET show. We was trying to get some things straight for what went on last week in Miley, Michigan, with the race between Young Money and Chemo. Hopefully, we can put that issue to bed and dive into some more other issues concerning grudge racing. But we got a big race, we got a couple big races this weekend, man. From the four that I know, and if I miss somebody's race, push the one button, and we can actively promote. We want to actually promote everybody's race so everybody can have good turnout and fun. But this Saturday down in SGMP, Valdosta, Ronnie Brown is having a race down there. It's gonna be knock them out, drag them. I'm sure they're gonna have a good turnout out there. In Macon, the Boys in the Wood, more of a local race, local racers. Admission is $15. They got some good things going over at the zoo. That's the Boys in the Wood. That's the Boys in the Wood over there. And Macon National Dragway. Both of those races are September 21st. One in Valdosta, one in Macon. That's this Saturday. Sunday, we got Tate, the Great, and Terry, Grudge Inc., governor of Iowa, and starting a race in Cordova, Illinois. A herd was a hell of a track. They're having a shootout. They got a couple people that's supposed to call in today and try to lock in a couple races. Probably have to get Skin on later so he can be a referee, because it's a couple people saying that they want to lock in for the Cordova race that is this Sunday, September 22nd. So we're going to hopefully, it's sounding, it's going to be a good racer turnout. So hopefully the spectators are there and support Terry Grudge Inc., governor for Iowa. All right. And Big Drag is having a benefit race courtesy of Mike Hill Productions. And I believe Grudge Inc. Is also sponsoring the race. But it's going to take a concerted effort of everybody pulling together, coming on down to DJ Grant and Butt Naked Home State, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Montgomery Motorsports Park. It sounds like a hell of an event for a great cause. You're going to have a lot of drag racers, and hopefully the spectators show up, and it'd be a hell of a show. I will be at that race. I will be over there looking and seeing what I see. I see. And I believe Cold Killer and Wit is locked in for that race. And I do want to bring up, I wasn't on the show, but I heard on Facebook and read on Facebook that Live Action, which is the old K-9 cop, I forget, they call it Nemesis now, wanted to lock in, it's a Grudge car, wanted to lock in the Great White, and they got to complaining about some damn 315 tires. I hope that ain't true. It shouldn't matter what a Grudge car have on, you know, a 29 slick or a 315. I mean, you stip your race however you want to stip it, do what you got to do, but, you know, if you beat your chest, you know, God, dog, I know they didn't tell a man to take the tire. I mean, I don't know. I want somebody to confirm that. Confirm, deny, or as they say, I am not at liberty to discuss that. What the proper way or the political way to say it is, I cannot confirm or deny the allegations that you are bringing up. That's what they told me when I used to work for Ritz Carlton. If they come up to you and ask you if Mariah Carey is staying there, you can't say no, and she is staying there. And they don't want you to say yeah if she is staying there. So you, the political way of saying it is, I cannot confirm nor deny that she is here. So somebody press the one button, man, and let me know that them people cried about the Nemesis having a damn 315 tire. All right. So I got a big announcement before we get into that. I want to let you guys know that there is a new, it's an old group or old racer. He has changed his name. He is going by the name of Deathcom One. Formerly of Bus Motorsports. We're talking about Avery. He wants to be called from now on Deathcom One. If you do not understand or know what Deathcom One means, look it up in the dictionary. And that is the meaning of his car, of his racing group team name. He is locked in with Tate the Great for October 5th at Martin, Michigan. And he said he wants all you guys to come out, and he's going to show you what DEF CON 1 means. He said, Johnny Williams, he said, get your butt down. Anything in Ride or Die, get down. Anything in Ride, Die, or Ride, or Die and Ride, or Ride and Die, get down. DEF CON 1. All right. So, y'all heard it here first on Grudge Inc.'s Thursday talk show with your boy Biz. DEF CON 1 is coming to town. Born and bred out of the great city, the great state of Michigan, the great city of Detroit, DEF CON 1. Johnny Williams, where you at? Where are you, Johnny Williams? Ride or die. Where the hell are you? Get out the bushes. Wit is going to send up some damn tractor trailers with them with the hedge cutters on to pull you out the damn bushes. Them bobcats are on the way. Where you at? All right. So now let's get into this this nemesis thing. Did they or did they not call out the great white, the shark, Cold Killer / Chris Tudor / Type Man / Lil Tony? You got four people, I guess, involved in that car, and the nemesis called out all four of them, the quadruple, the square. And I heard that the response was, y'all got 315s on. So let's see how true that is. Wit.
What's going on?
What's happening, man?
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing? Okay. On Facebook, they said that the nemesis called them out. And they said something about, three 15s. Is that true?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But Night Man tried to come back after he said no. He did try to come back and lock them in and make them. But Skinny Man said he had to be in Texas. I mean, he had to be in, Bowling Green. He had to be in Bowling Green that weekend. Now, the thing with Dunye, Skinny Man came out and called Dunye out. That he wanted to run Fade to Black.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. They got Dunye on. And Dunye was like, yeah, you know, I run you or whatever. And he asked Dunye, either one of them asked one another what tire were they running. I think he might have asked Dunye. Dunye said a 29W. And Dunye might have asked him. And he said either a 29W or a 315. So Dunye said, won't you run a 29W? And his return question answer was, I'm coming to win. I'm going to run a 315 or 29W. I'm coming to win.
Mm-hmm.
Come to win. And Dunye told him, okay, well, no problem. Lock in. I'm coming to win. Dunye almost had it. I know what Dunye's going to come with.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Me either. You told the man. Now, you told Skinny Kid told the man to come to win. So
yeah.
When he told Dunye to come to win, shit, that means come to win.
Yeah.
But right at the end of the lockup, Skinny Kid said something about the wheelie bars. Never did say nothing about the tie I think Dunye was going to use. He just said something about wheelie bars. And Dunye said, man, look, don't tell me what to put on my car. I ain't going to tell you what to put on yours. I'm coming to win.
That's right.
And that's how it is. You know, I don't see nothing wrong with what Dunye did. I don't see nothing wrong with what they did. Dunye said he was going to come to win. They said he was going to come. So, I ain't see nothing wrong with it. Did nobody back up? You know? What he said? I see nothing wrong with what they said. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
It almost happened.
Okay.
They did call Cold Killer out. And Titan Man was, at first Titan Man said no with the 315. And then I don't know if Titan Man got some Texas, but he should have got some Texas saying, hey, shit, let him run a 315 and make him, you know. You know, and then Titan Man thought about it, and he changed it and came back, and that's when Skinny Kid said he had to be in Bowling Green that weekend. So I got him locked in for the 26th. In Holly Springs, the trick or treat race. I got the Nemesis locked in for that race with the candy car.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, my thing is, I like what Donye did because you know you gotta if you say come to win, then I come to win.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
so, you
that
know.
Word in his mouth. Come, I'm coming to win. And when he said that, shit, Donye said, okay, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And that was that on that, you know. And they was just almost locked in until somebody said something about some willy ball. And that's when he said, well, I ain't running no car with no willy ball. And he said, well, don't tell me what to put on mine. I ain't telling you what to put on yours. I'm coming to win.
Yeah. I like that, you know. And he said he's going to be in Bowling Green. I'm sure they got 10,000 reasons why he ain't got to go to Bowling Green and come to
Right.
Yeah, you know.
He don't want to go nowhere but Holly Springs or that also. He ain't going to do nothing nowhere else. I can bet you that.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be Holly Springs or that also. He ain't going to do nothing nowhere else.
Okay, so he wants to be at a drag radio-friendly track.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get that somewhere else, too, but I didn't mind him coming to Holly Springs, so, you know. Hey,
yeah,
it's a gamble.
No doubt. Okay. You keep your mic open. I'll open up these mics. I only got a few hands, actually. This to be pretty quick. All right. 313-3973, your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
Okay, Shami. All right, Big Danny, you had background noise. I had your mic open.
Yeah.
Mic back open, Big
down the express, that's why you probably heard all that background noise.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna go back on mute so I get in front of the house, and I'm gonna come off mute and
okay, I'll keep your mic open. All right. Meatball, what's going on, Meatball? Meatball. Dog, Avery, DEFCON 1 said something about,
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, okay, I'm about to say, did Avery scare you?
Hold on. First off, what's going on, Mr. Biz? How's the weather down there?
Oh, man, 80-something degrees and sunny.
All right, how everybody doing? How the fam?
Everybody good, man. Everybody good.
That's
how about
now,
you?
Let's cut all the kumbaya out.
Okay.
Now, what's this motherfucking name is?
DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1. Man, listen here, man. It should be has been or never been. That's what it should be.
You said what?
That man, it should be has been. That's the name of that motherfucker should be, has been. I call that motherfucker. All right, mine just had a no ET, which I'm not gonna get into that. Mine had a we ain't gonna get into more detail. We just gonna get it. Mine had a no ET. I call Abe. I asked Abe, do he want to do something? He said, yeah. I said, well, shit, we'll lock in. Now, if this man don't say, I didn't say, tell that man to ask that man to lock in. That man said, well, what? I told him, he's sweet. We gonna try him with Skip car. The Batmobile. We gonna try him with Skip. He said, hey,
stop lying.
The man said, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? You know how Abe do. The man can't do the track without his car. So, I mean, shit. I mean, hell, he ain't looking for us. We looking for him.
So you saying that DEFCON 1 asked you what you trying to lock him in with, and you said Skip's car, and the man showed up at no ET without a car.
Without his car, man.
Okay. All right. Well, let me. All right. I'm gonna grab a couple of mics.
Well, can somebody please get what? Can somebody get Abe on the phone, man? I don't know about no damn death become one.
Hold on. Get the name right. DEFCON 1.
Man, fuck him, man. Get his weak ass. Get his woman ass on the phone.
All right, let me open up a couple mics, then I'm gonna get Abe on the phone. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, one.
Larry, your mic open. Larry.
What's going on, B? Is everything all right?
Everything cool, Larry. What's going on?
Oh man, that's a bad. Just trying to gather all my faculties, man, so I can try to get down in Montgomery, man. Kind of sit back, listen to the show, and thought I'd kind of cue in and do a little fellowship and ask you how you're doing and how the family.
Hey, man, everybody good, man. I mentioned the Alabama race when we first came on, and I think it's going to be a hell of a race. It's definitely going to have the star power there. You know, we just need the spectators to come out, fill the place up, and it's going to be a hell of an attraction, hell of an event. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. And that's what I'm looking forward to. That's why I'm going to take this ride. Yes, I'm going to take this ride.
Oh,
yes,
sir. I believe it's going to be well worth the admission. And I see you in the place, Lord's will.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. Biz, I had to cue in, man. I'm going to go on and get back on the mute side. I want to hear what DEFCON 1 got to say when they finish with this conversation.
Okay, I'm gonna get them on in a second. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, baby?
I'll be balling. I'm hanging in there, man. How's everything?
Man, Larry, I'm hanging on. Larry, that man, his name is Avery, not Dad. Don't call that man nothing like that.
Is that the guy that had the orange star?
Yeah, that orange cutlass, man.
Oh, okay, all right.
Listen, man, that man wear pantyhose.
Oh. Hey, man, that man locked in with Tate the Great, man, for October 5th, man. What are you talking about?
He locked in with who?
Tate the Great.
I'm looking for the gap.
You said Tate, Avery gonna gap Tate?
No. I'm looking for Tate to gap him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not talking about no. And I'm not talking about no daylight. I'm talking about farmland.
Okay.
Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson.
I'm about to get on DEFCON 1, man.
No, hold on. You said his name right the first time.
No, I'm about to get DEFCON. You know, it's just like when Lou Alcindor changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You're just so used to calling him Lou Alcindor. You know, sometimes he slip up. It's like when Cassius Clay, you know, changed his name to Muhammad Ali. You know, so you know, the first couple of times out, you're going to call him Cassius because that's what you used to call him. So, but DEFCON 1, I'm about to get him on the phone in a second. Hold on.
Def who?
What's up, Tim?
What's going on?
I can't call it, man. You're calling.
Come on, Larry. I ain't heard.
I'm all
at you,
all right? What's going on? How you doing?
Taking it slow. Hey, Meatball, how you doing there, buddy? Goofball, what's up, man? Talk to him.
Who is this, man?
All right, well, we just gonna name it. I'm just gonna be named the anonymous, not a scared hitman for right now.
Oh,
I'm contracting to get on your ass, sir.
Did you call in to take up a DEFCON 1?
Oh, no. Hey, look, man. That's the one. I'll let y'all girls go fight that battle.
Well, you know what? Well, sit in the trunk then. Who next? Bring the next caller in, Biz. Go sit in the trunk somewhere.
Before you go to the next caller, I want to lock in Mr. Brandon's colors. Two races, motor to motor, spray to spray. That happen, sir?
With what?
Colors versus colors, sir.
Man, listen here, man. We tried that last time, man. We running our own just on spray, man.
Okay, so could we lock in that spray race?
We tried to, man. Didn't we try to do this last week, man?
Hey, see, we ain't getting nowhere, so I'm back at it again. Hey, persistence.
Hold on, Tim. I'm going to tell you the reason why we didn't get nowhere. The reason why we didn't get nowhere, Tim, because we had Brandon Carr at the NOET, and y'all didn't. That's why we didn't get nowhere.
Okay, look, man, I can't remember money I already spent. Let's get this on right now.
Man, come on, man.
Spray to spray. Who y'all need to drive that slow motherfucker?
Shit, you can put Wayne in his own slow ass car.
Look, man, who gonna drive that slow motherfucker? Put Brandon in that slow bitch. I drive. Spray to spray. 400 Pro Tree. Quarter fucking mile. Let's get it.
Where this supposed to? Where you want to take place at, man?
Sir, where were you guys at the car back out again?
Hey, you know, I know they don't support this, but we can get this car tonight. So don't ask a question.
Come on, man. We're talking reality, man. We know we ain't doing that dumb shit no more, losing cars, man.
Well, don't ask, man. You ask a question, I answer you. All
right. Hey, I know y'all new little phrase word over there in the Motor City Mafia is called wiggling. But goddamn it, you go up and doping like a motherfucker. I'm going on mute.
Wiggle? Well, lock your ass in then.
I'm back. Now what you say?
Lock your Monte Carlo in. Come on. We're going to get this recorded. Come on. October
5th. Hey, Biz.
22-22.
Hey, Biz.
The Regal against your black Monte Carlo SS. Come on.
That man ain't talking about shit. Hang the phone up on
him. Come on. I'm going to lock in with you. Come on, Tim. $500 on $1,000. Come on.
That man ain't talking about shit. Hang up on him, Biz.
I'm issuing a lockup bet. Come on. You want to gamble or what?
I thought you were talking about something that's really going to actually happen.
Well, I'm giving you a $500 purse. You can win, can't you? If we don't race, right?
When you want to do that then? Okay, when you want to do that?
October 5th. What's up? You going to come or what?
October 5th. How much? All right, we'll be logging in. We go against my money.
Yeah, we definitely going to get y'all money to somebody. Y'all weak motherfucker. You know, y'all got a pan problem or y'all arithmetic fucked up?
Meatball, you still on Meatball? Oh. I don't hear nothing.
Pressure brush pipes on the plumber. I'm going on mute.
Oh, okay. I don't hear nothing from Meatball. Where's Meatball?
Man, you know he ain't want no smoke.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and open up the next caller. 708. All right. 708-8152. 708-8152. Your mic is open. All right, I'm closing you up. Kid, your mic is open, Kid.
What's going on, Biz?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, Kid. Are you coming down to Montgomery this weekend?
No, I ain't going to be able to make it down there. I think I'm going to try to get him out here where Tate going to have some. He hooked up with somebody.
You're going over to Cadova.
Yeah, man, I'm going on. I'll probably ride on my head to Cordova.
Man, that is awesome, man. That's awesome, man. I've never been to that track, but I definitely want to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice track.
Okay.
Yep. If you don't do no racing, you can always go fishing.
You know what? I might want to do that one day. You know, they say fishing is relaxing.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, because you're sitting damn near on the Mississippi, on top of the Mississippi River, really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully they do some racing. You know, Tate the Great gonna be there, and I kind of overheard that somebody said O'Keefe wants to lock that old Tate the Great in. So.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh okay.
Yeah. That's what I heard, man.
Mhm. Yeah, but I ain't been doing nothing, man. Just sitting back, chilling, working and shit. That's about all. Yep.
Well, I have been missing
y'all for the last 2 or 3 weeks, so I thought I'd try to catch y'all this weekend.
Hey, man, you gotta work, pay these bills. If a man don't work, a man shouldn't eat.
You got that right.
I love to eat, damn it.
I heard that. Hey, question for you. How far are you from Atlanta?
I'm an hour and about... Well, it depends on what part of Atlanta. I could get to Atlanta in about an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay,
but,
okay.
You know, but Atlanta is not that big. You know, I mean, you could put Atlanta inside Chicago about 6 or 7 times.
It's just the outskirts
of all the little cities that surround them, Atlanta.
Right, like,
you know?
Alpharetta, yeah. Roswell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cato, all the places,
yeah. All of them, yeah. Stone Mountain. And everybody, mm-hmm. If you ask them where they're from, they say Atlanta.
I got some people down that way. That's why I was wondering.
Well, if they're looking for a car, tell them to come see me. I'll put them in something brand new or something new.
Oh, okay.
Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, the Buick.
Oh, I heard that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm going to go on mute, man. I'm going to sit back and do some more listening.
All right. Well, if somebody can get Skin on the phone, I want to get Shawty on the phone. Let me see. I don't know if I got Skin's phone number. Let me see if I have his phone number in my phone.
Yeah, over there.
This beer.
Oh, what up, Joe? You don't switch numbers, baby?
No, this is Talk Show, baby.
Oh.
You on a Talk Show. We want to see if we can get old Tate the Great on the phone. Then I want to get old Iron on the phone. Somebody say, old Iron trying to lock old Tate on in.
Oh, yeah, they'll do that. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
See if I can get old Iron on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the mic.
Yeah, let me see if I can get old Iron on the phone right quick.
You want me to call Tate?
Yeah, call Tate.
Hold on. Hello?
What's up, Ron?
What up? Who this?
This Biz.
Who is this?
This Biz. You're on a Thursday night talk show, Grudge.
How
you doing, brother? Oh.
I'm good. I see this New York number. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Shorty is trying to get Tate on the phone.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah, see if we get old Tate the Great on the phone. Hold on. We're going to see. Oh, we're going to play a couple commercials until we get them all.
Yeah. Oh, what do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? Well, your man got dragged, so we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, they're bad.
Yeah, you get Tate on the phone?
No, he didn't answer. He probably called right back.
Okay.
We're going to give his ass a few ticks.
Hey, Shorty, I got Iron on the phone.
What's up, Iron?
What's up, Shorty? Hurry up and get Tate on the phone, man.
Woo! Tate said he's gonna fuck you up, man. He told me that shit yesterday. I said, oh, really? I bet him on you already. I said, if y'all already, you gotta bet, motherfucker. I bet him already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bet
lock him in.
He talking about. If I lock his ass in or some shit or get his converter in his hand today, he might be working off his cock. I don't know. He might be putting a converter in there. I don't know. Whatever the fuck he's going to be doing, I don't know. But he told me to lock his ass in. I said, oh, yeah? I said, well, guess what? I ain't going to be here. I'm going to be out of town. But I'm going to bet you right now if y'all race. I hear about it. Yeah. Hold on, we try to call his ass back.
All right, well, I'm going to play another commercial. Hold on, let me play the Butt Naked commercial.
Butt Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all is the reason why I do this shit. That man said, I spazzed on y'all. Because a big motherfucker want to see me fall. You know what, man? In the first Grudge Inc. magazine, I print it. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. That being said, I brought that belt back. Sweet on Alabama. Also, I like to say, if Dave Floyd had that belt, no one would challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant, to whom I was still obliged in my sitting on his motherfucking motor. Any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
1,000.
So I understand you was negotiating the race. I had some other guys on the phone trying to negotiate one.
Who is they?
Speak your mind, guys.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got Tate the Great on.
What's up, Tate? You ready to lock in?
Hey, Lil Rock, I'm gonna hit y'all back in 1 second. I'm on the phone with Street King on the other line right now. Me, Bookie, about five other motherfuckers. I'm gonna call Skin.
Come on, man. Let's do this right quick, man. Cause I'm busy right now.
Hey, listen. I told you short and sweet, dog. If my package comes to UPS, it did not come today. So if you want to lock in, give me till tomorrow. I'm not locking in until it comes. If it don't come, then you won for today. But when I get it in my hand, dog, I ain't ducking you by a long shot. Every time we tried to race, we locked in, and I was right there, front and center.
I just got a lot going on today. That's why I can't stay on his line.
And I do. And look, five people done called me, said call the show. I said, hold on. I'm negotiating with Street King and a few other motherfuckers on the other line. I ain't even know it's 5 o'clock yet. I was going to call in myself because I ain't got no reason to duck you, man. Did I not come to you before I even fucked with my car? I was talking to you Sunday about locking in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you don't know it, this and that, right?
Nah, I never said I don't know, but, I'm ready.
Hey, Ron, I'm just saying, dog. It's just like me. I can't lock in right now. Just be all men. I'm just saying, that's sometimes just like that. I asked you, did you want to lock in and race at Cordova? You said, I don't know, man. I'll let you know. I said, okay, cool.
I said, I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not. But
okay, and that's all. And it's the same situation right now. So when I get my converter, when I get my package in my hand, dog, I'm going to call you and lock you in, man. We going to play.
Okay.
And if that ain't enough time for you, then, you know what I'm saying, I'll have to catch you at the next event or something like that. It's all good, man. All I'm
you got my number. My number is
Sam. That's what I told Sam. I said, Sam, I got his number. He got my number. I text you my number. But you know what I'm saying? If one thing I don't do, and I tell any motherfucker on this phone, because don't nobody run my program. If my car is inoperable, I don't try to lock in. I'm gonna lock in when my car is functional and I got everything I need. Right now, I'm waiting on something. It ain't got here yet. Post guy today, it ain't got here yet. So I was gonna call into the show anyway, but Bookie called me with Aaron on the line because Aaron mad that I locked in with his other boy. So me and him trying to lock in the same type of way that me and his other boy locked in for the fifth. So. If my part come tomorrow morning or whatever, LeRon, and I don't know if you're 100% going or committed to go, but if you go there and I'm there, we're going to race, partner. We're going to race. Okay. Ain't nothing to stop us from racing.
Well, look, right now I'm going.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. When my part come tomorrow, if you're coming to me, whether it come Friday or Saturday, UPS fucks up sometime. So that's why I told Sam I can't 100% commit. I don't have 300 or 400 to lock in and give away. I ain't got it like that right now. So all my money, goddamn it, got somewhere to go. So I'm not in the process of donating and paying Punk out on some dumbass lockup. I'm gonna lock in when my car is 100% tied up and ready to go, and all I gotta go put in the trailer, LeRon. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
That's cool.
If you're 100% going, I still plan on 100% being there with my car. If we get down there, if I got to work on it all day Saturday or whatever to get where I'm going, I'll be there Sunday. We're going to play if we're in the same house, man. Ain't no doubt about it. I'll call y'all back and let y'all know what me and Aaron come up with. We trying to come up with something for the fifth.
All right. Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hello.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the
What's up, Ron?
Hey, do anybody got I'm gonna lock in with Didi. I raised Didi for my to grow.
Hey, shorty.
They say he was talking real jazzy about Bootsy, man.
Hey, shorty. Hold on, hey, Danny, come off mute real quick, Danny.
Go ahead, Biz.
Hey, you got DD number?
No, but text Bookie. I know Bookie got it.
I ain't got Bookie number. I got a new phone. I'm gonna text Skin. Tell him to get him on. Hold on, one second.
I'm gonna go back on mute.
All right. Hold on, Ron. I'm gonna get him on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I just texted
him back home.
And we'll get him. I ain't got Didi doing nothing, man. Honestly, I don't. I ain't got Didi doing a damn thing.
Hey, Ben, see if B on the phone, because I know B from the west side. I know he can get Didi on the phone.
Hey, D. Yeah, D. Get your boy Didi on the phone, west side Didi. I ain't gonna call Didi the homosexual, but I don't know what Didi's so cool. I want to talk slick to Didi, but I don't know what to call him. I don't want to disrespect him. Get that sucker on the phone.
You wasting your time talking to Didi.
Hey, Didi said he want to lock Lil Ron in, shorty.
Man, you wasting your time talking to Didi. But if y'all want to call him, y'all can call him. I'm going to bet you $50 to a bucket of shit he be saying something dumb. I guarantee you that.
Hey, call him, shorty.
I just saw him about half an hour ago.
I'll run him, lock in, meet me at the Grove tonight. And tomorrow, and you can't have more than 10 people on the line or you lose. Man, that man is dumb as hell, man. Y'all wish y'all died fucking with him. You got to get him.
I just saw him about a half an hour ago.
What did he say?
Who was that?
I said, I just saw TD about a half an hour ago, but
I wouldn't give a damn if you saw that. Look, I wouldn't give a damn if you saw him 10 minutes ago. You know the man to change.
Hey, shout it. Take it easy, man.
Go get your girl. Man, you know I know these people, man, backwards and forwards, man. That's why they don't like me. Fuck them. I know their whole profile. I know when they're going home and go to sleep at night. Come on, man. You know, man. He cool with me, but I know how to play him. See, everybody don't know how to play everybody. I know to be prepared. Oh, listen. I know to be prepared when the man going to say some dumbass shit about you got to be on the line by 5 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And this and that, can't have more than 10 people on the line. Now, that I can't control. But you know the man going to say all type of shit. Lock in this and this and that, and it's going to take 10 of y'all to bed. It's not nobody. I'm just going to listen to it, dumbass. When I want to knock his ass out, I just go and listen to him and fuck him up or get fucked up. Y'all don't want to be getting emotional and all. I don't get emotional. My life's talking shit. Put their ass down. But I don't talk shit to him because he can't take it, man. Everybody can't take this shit, old timers. You know that.
You got that right.
He can't take it when certain people talk slick to him. He used to couldn't take it when I talk slick to him, but he done got accustomed to it. The man been knowing me 20 years, but I don't even talk slick to him unless I beat his ass. Like I beat the ass on 130, then I went to talk slick. You know Junior can't take it. His son can't take it. I don't even say nothing to him.
Oh,
I
man.
I like the kid, but I ain't scared the kid. I'm not scared of him. But I don't talk slick to him because he can't take it, man. He can't take it when somebody talking slick to him. He gets to jumping up, veins, gets to jumping out his neck and shit. He want to kill a motherfucker. But it's all good.
Hey, call Shorty. Let's see if he answers the phone.
Man, okay. All right. Watch this here. What's the number then? It's 392-something. 392. What's the number?
I know ain't got
TV
number.
What's the number,
kid? I'm trying to find out now. Biz, I'll get back with you.
It's 392-something. Now you're going to get back with him. You know it, motherfucker. I'm going to show y'all the type of shit he's going to say. Man, call me when y'all ready to race, man. You boys ain't doing nothing. Yeah. Don't call me with this shit. I've been trying to race all summer. Y'all didn't want to race. I done took the vow screen off
now. Hey, Smitty, do you got DD number?
I don't know DD number.
Yeah. It's 3-9. Hey, you know what? Hold on, y'all. I can call Dancer, man. Dancer gonna give me his number.
Kid ain't got his number. Hey, Kid, you ain't got his number.
Hey, listen, Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Would y'all please give me a favor? Larry, Kid, all y'all. Just calm down. Watch this here. Watch your tone. Watch this shit here. Hold on. I'm finna call Dancer. Watch this. And everybody talking, you can't hear nothing. Hold on. Watch this here.
All right.
You boy, something, boy.
You got a number on Diddy?
I think so. Hey, you guys, I got your hand up.
Hey,
Alvin.
You got Diddy number? Diddy? Huh?
Avery, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get Diddy on. And Jeff, hold on 1 second. I see y'all hand up. Let me see if I can get Diddy on real quick and try to get him locked in a little while.
Where's Mr. Clark Kent at?
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Smitty.
Yo.
Is Ron by you?
No, we're at the shop.
Okay. I'm going to have to call him back. Get DD on, I call him back.
I'll get him on. I'll get him calling right quick. You want me to have him call you?
What's up, Mal?
What's up? Where DD at?
I got him on standby. What's up?
He's on the phone, man.
Hey, DD.
What's up, man? Man, these boys on the mic. Come on, they want to play with you, baby. Who? Lil Ron. Want to play with you.
We talked to Lil Ron last night. Actually, what the fuck is his problem? We should have been running the date. He told him we should have been running him today.
Where? At the Grove?
Yes.
I like what you're saying.
So he ain't got to keep calling around. He called me the other night.
I think they're trying to lock y'all in for Cordoba or something.
We're not going to Cordoba. We tried to ask him. He called me.
What's wrong with the night?
He called Monday.
Hey, hold on, D.D. I tried to tell him before I called you. I said the man.
No, Shorty. Yeah. Ron said he wanted to run him tomorrow at the Grove.
Okay.
Let hold him tell Ron something. Ron looked at the weather and know it's going to rain tomorrow. How about Saturday?
Oh, so y'all want to run Saturday at the Grove?
It's going to rain tomorrow, but it ain't going to rain Saturday.
You want to run Saturday at the Grove? Hold on. Let me get him on the phone. Hold on.
He's on
the phone?
No, he's coming on the phone now. You better call in now, dude.
You about to do what, Smitty?
You about to call in now, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see this goddamn clock. I ain't going to take this bullshit, boy.
We don't stand for no bullshit. The Buick boys, we putting the band back together.
I like that.
Oh, shit.
In town.
I like that.
So we ain't giving a fuck about no turbo. His name is Laura. Give a fuck about no mother with...
Hey Ron, I got Didi them on the phone. They said they don't care about no black man with a turbo, and they'll run you Saturday at the Grove.
I'm running tomorrow. We can run tomorrow at the Grove. My son got a game. Friday, man. It's Saturday, man.
Okay, it looks like rain tomorrow.
He said it's going to rain tomorrow.
It rained today, and it's sunny now.
It really looks like rain. But if it don't rain, man, we'll lock you in for tomorrow. But now if it rains, you going to pay the lockup off?
If it rains, you going to pay the lockup off.
That's what I'm saying. Let's lock in for Saturday when ain't no rain in the forecast.
I got something to do Saturday. Let's go on Sunday, man. Why y'all can't go to Cordova on Sunday?
It's going to be 60 degrees Sunday. We don't race for
getting cold. Man, y'all ain't trying to go, man.
You say we ain't trying to go, motherfucker. You knew it was nice today. You should have been down.
I told y'all I had to work today, man.
Okay, you should have took the day off instead of tomorrow when it's going to work.
Go to the Grove tomorrow.
I take no day off of work, Mello.
You keep saying go to the Grove and it's going to rain. Why don't you send your wife with the kid and you come to the track and get you some motherfucking money? How that sound?
Why don't you come get some money Sunday, then?
It's 60 degrees Sunday. We'd probably be under a blanket watching the Bears game.
Well, if you scared, go to church.
That's what we're going to do, Sonny. And when we get out, we go to the Bears game. But there's always, you see, you guys, you knew it was nice today, Ron. We talked to you Tuesday. And we tried to lock you in Tuesday for Wednesday, Thursday. But now here you come today when you done looked at the forecast and know it's going to rain. Cut the bullshit out, man. When you ready to run, call us the day before you want to run. We lock in, we get you the track, bag down off the trailer, 400 pro tree today, and go get it off. No shakedown, go right to the line.
Man, I like all that, man.
Okay, you like that. Well, what about Saturday? Why you can't like it Saturday?
Hold on, I'm checking the weather right now. Hold on.
Check the weather, check. And let me know what to do.
Saturday the same fucking thing as Sunday, man. Get y'all ass to Cordova Sunday, man. It's 65 Saturday and Sunday, man.
You drag 200 miles and we can go right to a track at our back door. You tell me what makes most sense. 200 miles or a track at your back door.
tell me what makes more sense.
Y'all don't want none of my money then, I guess.
No, we don't do all
this. I know y'all don't want to go.
We don't get in front of the crowd and try to show out and all that. We private dancers. We like to get a motherfucker to ourselves, knock them upside the motherfucking head so they know who to bet with next time. Now, we ready. We want a race.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
What I tell you, Biz? Y'all gonna start listening to me, hey, punk kid. You gonna start
what?
Listening to me, boy. You and Larry and I know motherfuckers always. You see, Dancer was doing all the talking. You ain't heard Dee Dee all he say shit.
Maybe he had a cold,
you know,
man.
People, I told the man, cold your dick. Cold your dick. Put a cold in your dick, man. I'm telling you how these people is, man. They real timid. You got to play motherfucker according to their feelings, man.
I heard that.
You see,
hello?
Some people only talk to you about racism.
All right, well, let me open up these mics, man. Hold on 1 second,
Hey, I
Cody.
Told you that wasn't going to happen, man.
Yeah, that's a dead issue, yeah.
That
313.
Whatever you say, they're going to say something different, which is cool. You got to be ready.
You're selling like you say you're selling, you should have to give a man $5. He should give you, he give it to your, that ain't your way. That's it, nigga. I know you didn't have that kind of money to start it off.
313-5727, your mic is open.
He was still getting high. But then...
He's talking. Hey, Jeff, your mic is open, Jeff.
What's going on, Biz? What's going on, fella?
I'm just chilling. What's going on?
You ain't going to do nothing. Hey, Dancing, I already answered my question, because goddamn it, I sure want to lock in again the same motherfucking race. He already answered my question. He ain't going up to Cordova, so ain't no need to him getting back on there.
Hello?
Okay.
So,
I'm
a little tired. Hear something else slip, goddammit. That's all.
Yeah, my thing is, everybody in the Chicagoland area going to Cordova, why the hell they ain't going? They ain't trying to go.
Because they scared. That's why. Because they scared.
Yeah, they ain't trying to go. They ain't trying to
they
go.
Ain't trying to go, man. What'd you say, little Rob? I said they scared.
Oh yeah, I can believe that, but that's why you gotta know how to play your
game. They got all these stipulations,
you know,
man.
You know
I'm cool with all that.
Leroy, you know what you gotta be? When you call Dee, you gotta be ready to take 2 weeks off work, man. Whatever day he says, come on. Boy, I can't wait for the call, man. That's why I'm saying, what are y'all calling him for? Because if you got something to do, whatever day you got something to do, that's the day he wanna race.
Oh man.
You gotta understand that. Did I not tell you that before I called him, Biz?
Yes, you did, Shawty. We gonna start listening.
Hey, but
to
look,
you,
but here's the whole thing, Skin. Here's the whole thing. The man told me we can race Thursday or Friday. I said, man, I got to work late Thursday. I said, let me see if I can get off Friday. They said they want to do it Friday at the Grove. That's what
well,
I'm calling now.
Listen to me, though, LeRon. That's how he plays. He's playing on your intelligence, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, whatever.
What you got to do, and when you say, oh, well, let me see if I can get on Friday. See, now he's going to play on that. Oh, get your ass out Friday. We can do it today. He's going to say all that. I'm going to play for you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's not happening on Friday. He's going to play on what he's because he really don't want to race you. But if you put him in a situation, he might go. You got to be ready. You got to be 2 weeks ready, man. When you take vacation, that's when you call Dee Dee. When you take vacation, 2 weeks vacation, and you can go anywhere you want to go for them 2 weeks, that's when you got his ass. Whatever you say, lock your ass in, boy. That's the only way you're going to get it, man. I've been fucking with Dee Dee for 20 years, man.
Sound like Shorty a fortune teller.
I'm a fortune teller. You know I'm a goddamn fortune teller, man. I just can't tell whether I'm going to win or lose all the time.
Mm.
That's the only thing I can't tell. But I can tell you how one of these niggas eat. I can tell you when one of these niggas gonna try to slap you and when they ain't and when they soft as goddamn cotton. I can even tell you that. That ain't nothing to tell.
I hear you.
That ain't nothing to tell, man. Now I'm trying to tell you that. That man do that all the time, man. Do that all the time. But now when he got you dead, boy, he on your ass like a ballerina now. He don't know nothing about you. Shit. Man, I can't have nobody on the start line. If you look at my driver, we ain't racing. All that shit, man. You got to be ready for all that shit with these.
They talking about, they talking about it's going to be 60 degrees Sunday. It's going to be 60 degrees Saturday.
Right, but see, I'm telling you, they know all that. That's just their tactics, not the race. They know you
they
ain't
trying
going
to go, man.
They know you. That's what I'm saying. They not trying to go, but if you put them in a situation, they going to look stupid. They either going to go or they ain't. That's what I'm saying. You got to catch them. You got to be ready. See, I'll be ready for that. When they talk that shit to me, I'll be ready, man. Whatever day you want to go, boy, lock your ass in, boy. Oh, you can go. That's how you got to keep them. Young people sweet.
Hey, man, I got to get on off this phone, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
don't do such
kind of
business, man.
Hey, man, y'all. Hey, Shorty, you got booking rights, man.
I like it.
You got booking rights, man.
Okay. All
right.
I'm gonna see what they gonna do. Okay.
All right.
All
right. All right. Well, let me open up these last little mics. Avery, your mic is open.
What's happening?
What's happening?
I heard that shit Meatball was talking about. So you get his ass on the line, tell him I'll go ahead and lock Skippy in for the fifth.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can find him. Lil Derek, your mic is open. Derek, your mic is open. All right, 313-5727, your mic is open. 313-5727, your mic is open. All right. Leon, your mic is open. Leon, your mic is open.
What up?
What's happening?
What's happening, Leon?
Not a whole lot there, kid. What's up, dear?
Oh, just chilling, baby. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Getting ready. Get this stuff loaded up, man. Get ready to knock that road down.
I hear you, man. You got anything locked in down here?
No, I ain't gonna lock nothing in. I'm gonna just walk in on something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
In other words, you're coming through the back door.
Leon, you gonna walk through the back door on the ass, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna walk in on something.
I hope
Sea Kingdom going down there.
Ooh,
Cisco. No, they gonna be in Cordova. It's going to be Cordova.
Man, they might not be in Cordova.
Okay.
Rain going to be down there. Only me and Trilo going to get him the flu.
I don't think we ain't going to...
Well, I ain't going to say anything about that. Okay.
Hey, he's a coward up here.
Huh?
He's a coward if he don't go. He's been talking about Timo, but boy, he's playing our lockout.
Right. Y'all locked in? You and Wayne?
I will lock in and break his back.
Oh. Wayne, you on the mic. Press the one button, Wayne. Press the one button, Wayne. Meatball, you asked for DEFCON 1. DEFCON 1 is on the phone. DEFCON 1 is on the phone. Press the one button, Meatball. He said he will lock in Kip Car, or Skip Car, the Batmobile. Press the one button. All right. Anybody else that had their hand up and I closed your mic and you want to say something, press the one button once and then press it again and get you back there because I came to you and didn't say that. We got about 15 more minutes, fellas. Meatball, I see you down there. Press the button. DEFCON 1 wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tate is on the mic.
Who?
Tate is on the mic.
What's going on, Tate?
Oh, nothing, man. I just was calling back. Like I say, I had a hectic day today, goddammit. And then I was going to call in my motherfucker self, man, and tell LeBron just what I told him, man. I had a hectic day. I had to pick the kids up from school at 2. One had to go to the dentist. One had to go to the eyeglass place. Before I knew it, June called me. It was about 5:30, man. I timed that school by just that fast.
Hey, but you had fun, though. Didn't you doing all that?
Oh, man, any time I spend with my kids is fun, man. I love it, man. Especially where I just come from. Hey, listen. I had a conversation with a female yesterday, and asked me, was I happy? I said, you just don't know how happy I am. I'm free, and I get to be around my kids every day.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All
hey,
I need.
Hey, Biff, I bet it wasn't happy when we went to the dinner.
Hey, the dentist was actually, hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The dentist was actually the best place for me. I need to go to the dentist today, anyway. Man, them ladies in there fine as hell. About four of them in there. My son dentist is a black lady, man. Look like she's about 28, man. Beautiful.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Stay out the dentist office.
he said, stay out of there, huh? I ain't had no problem. She said, can you bring him back in 2 weeks for a checkup? Yes, I will be here prompt.
Hey,
just thought
we you miss Lil Rod trying to lock in BD for Cordova. Well, he actually tried to lock him in for Saturday. They said no. Ron wanted to lock him in for Friday. They said they don't want to go because it's gonna rain. They want like Ron in for Saturday. But he said his son got a game, so they want him to go to Cordova. They said they're not going to Cordova. They're going to church and then go to the Bears game.
So they're not coming to that's what somebody told me, that they was trying to lock in. But I thought they were trying to lock in at Cordova. I said, well, damn, did he going to be there too? Oh, shit,
no.
it's going to be a real good one because I'm trying to run them too. So it's going to be a quick. But they said they're not coming, huh?
They're not coming. See, I tend to call people skeptical of drag races or grudge races when they know everybody going to be at a place and they don't show up. I don't understand.
And that's why I say, even without me locking in, ain't nowhere in the world me and Lil Ron going to be there. Ain't nothing wrong with his car. Ain't nothing wrong with mine. Ain't nothing to stop us from engaging, man. Not nothing. Wild horses couldn't keep us apart.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, y'all may not. They say y'all there. Y'all don't race. That's cool. Y'all there, but they not gonna even show up. See, some that's kind of fishy to me. You know,
right.
Don't even show up. Don't even show up. You know, I don't. Hold on. Somebody just popped in. 773-3969. Your mic is open.
What's going on, man?
What up? Who this?
Man, it's Big Fun.
Oh, what's up, Big Fun? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing, man. Did you hear that that lock up between that shit that Skinny Man live action was talking the other day?
We actually talked about that a minute ago about him and Don Ye or him and Cold Killer.
Yeah, him and Don Ye. That motherfucker came on the mic the other night I think that was a Tuesday show.
Pretty much,
didn't give no fuck about Donnie, how he said he knows it was a black half car, but he said, hey, we'll make an exception for that slow ass car, fade to black, and all this other shit. And as soon as Donnie got on the motherfucking line with that motherfucker, he went to backing up. Talking about the half car shit and all this shit. That shit was unbelievable.
Yeah, we explained that earlier. He told Donnie he was coming to win. And when Donnie said he was coming to win, then there was a problem. So, yeah. Your mouth can say a whole lot of stuff, but your heart can't take it.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, you going over to Cordova this weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. We going over there just to spectate.
Okay. Let's see. That's the port. Yeah. That's more than what you doing. Hey Tate, man, that's your fellow Regal brother, man. You got to go ahead and go to the Wizard, man, and get him some heart.
Who that?
Dee.
My man Tommy?
No, Dee.
Man, listen, I don't embrace everybody with a G body or a Regal. You know what, man? I don't got no sympathy for them because they've been in the game longer than me. So, technically, shit, I'm still new to this shit. I'm still learning. They should know way more than me. They've been doing this shit. They got grudge racing in their family. I ain't got not one family member that know nothing about no racing. Not one. So, I don't got no sympathy for them, and they definitely probably wouldn't show me nothing to give me an edge, which I don't got no problem with it, and I ain't going to show them nothing because I'm trying to get in the bed with them.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Dee gonna do anything if you call him right now?
He ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to inform the guys that I wasn't hating on nobody or nothing like that.
No, man.
I said a man ain't gonna do nothing. He gonna come up with 55 different reasons or excuses. We could go run right now. He know you ain't got to call the trailer right now. He gonna say let's go run right now or let's run tomorrow. At the
groove,
and you can't do this, and you better not have nobody on the side.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Dee personally, I can talk to. Right, I can talk to Dee personally, man, without racing, and me and him is cool. But if we talk about racing, man, he say all the crazy, like he said, he gonna tell you, he don't want no shade down, he don't want nobody on the sideline. If too many people on the sideline, you lose, and all this old shit. It's hard to race him, man. You gotta really, really have a bitch.
You gotta catch him, man. You gotta catch him at the track and be ready for all these steps that he's gonna come with. You just gotta stand down and be ready for it.
Take
if you ain't ready for him, boy, you're not gonna never run. Because he's gonna be on type of shit. He gonna say you got somebody else's money. You got knucklehead money. He ain't racist. If knucklehead got any writing on it, he ain't racist. All types of shit.
Hey, you know what I do when I want to try to negotiate a race with him? I call Boogie. Hey, Boogie, man, because you call, and Boogie don't even call him either. Boogie call Mella. Boogie will call Mella and try to set up something with Mella. That's the only way you're gonna get some action, man.
Hey,
you call the team.
You gotta call Dancer. Hey, here goes Dancer calling me right now, y'all. Hold on. I mean, click him in, y'all. We're talking about him. Y'all scared him. What's on your mind? My phone ain't cut off. We back on, baby. We on the mic. They waiting on
you. I'm
waiting on them. Well, I mean, you ain't really waiting on them because they said it's going to be 60 degrees Saturday and Sunday, and it ain't rain this day, and it's raining that day, so... Y'all can't come up with nothing, really, man. You know?
Well, maybe we can come up with another day next week.
Right, right. Oh, y'all meet at Martin. Y'all can come to Martin, Michigan, October the 5th or some shit like that.
Well, we got it. It's this thing I don't like. All them shows. Next Wednesday is supposed to be nice.
Hey, Dancer, I understand all that, but you can't make everybody understand what y'all understand.
Right.
You know, they going to events and shit, man. I ain't got nothing against you. I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying. You like me. We street racing. We might go tonight on 130th or we might go to the road tonight. Everybody don't do that. They got jobs and shit and like me, but their job requires other things. So they just wait till the events come up, and they already got their shit planned out with their wife and the kids. I'm going to the October 5th event, so I don't care what you say. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
You got either race them that day, Dancer, or you ain't trying to go, or you don't
want to
go that day.
Hey, Ed, I'm going to say this for all the fellas that's around their kids and got a wife. Once you put a date on when you're going, you better not move none of them other days. You can't go.
That's what I'm trying to explain to Dancer.
Hey.
Dancer, you a gangster, man. You can get up and go to Grove right now if you want to go. Everybody can't do that, player. These guys with these cars and shit, you don't know, their wife might have invested in the car.
Hey, Dancer.
Yeah.
Hey, this Tate, I'm just speaking up for motherfuckers like myself because I'm stuck right now. Ain't nowhere in the world I can go to the track during the week. I got to go do homework, pick them up from school, take them to the dentist, go to the eye doctor, goddamn it, my son having a stutter test tomorrow. I got to sit here and study with his ass so he get every word right. I can't move on the weekday.
That's respectful. I can understand that.
Yeah, I can't move. I ain't gonna even lie to no motherfucker. I'll be there on the week. No, I can't. I can barely come on weekend. And I got to plan ahead. I got to plan ahead.
Right, right, right. I mean, I can understand all of that.
I was doing
that.
I was speaking for them guys, but that's why I always tell you, Didi, my man, I talk to him on a certain level when we finna go out and eat shit. Or I got whoop his ass, I talk slick to him. I don't talk slick to him before no race because he's not going to go. He gonna
right.
say, I don't feel like talking to him. I don't like the way he ain't talking. I'm gone. All that old shit. I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah,
so I don't even talk to him about race. I talk to you about race and ass because he's Jewish. He don't like Jugan, and Junior don't like Jugan. So I was trying to explain to you guys, I don't give a fuck if D.D. them on the other line listening. I'm telling the truth on the motherfucker. I don't Jugan them like that.
I don't do that.
I Jugan you. And this is what I tried to explain to him before I called D.D. I said, but I ain't calling D.D., I'm going to call Dancer. Because Dancer don't give no fuck about no Jugan. Now, that's exactly what I told all these guys on the phone before I even called them.
Hey, Dancer, quick question.
Sure.
Is y'all gonna be at Byron next week for Drag Lit thing on the 29th on that Sunday? I know he said he might be going to church again though. Huh?
Yeah, we definitely going to church.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying they having something for
that's my family. That's my family thing. That's
and
what
and
me and my
guess
family
what? And you and you ain't did nothing wrong, bro. Drag racing ain't got nothing over there. Not nothing.
No. Yeah.
Not
but some
nothing.
Days I miss. You know. Some days I will miss. It depends on what the weather is like for drag event. We feel we got some action locked in, you know, but just coming to be coming, we don't want to come sit around, hope we get something. That's something we looking forward to.
Okay.
You know, and we don't mind supporting drag, you know, if we got to put $10 in the pot, you know, to make it change, if they go right, that's cool. But we're looking to put something in our jeans, too. And that means we got something locked in with Tate. We ain't ducking the unfriendly ghost. He can get his ass whooped, too.
Right. Well, I was, that's why I was jugging a little bit. I just was jugging on the side. So if next week, if the weather looks good, I'll try to call y'all. We can lock in something for Sunday, you know, a little something small.
There
and,
you go.
That way, you know, you can bypass whatever you got going on. We can plan ahead for it. I'll give you a call.
Right.
Maybe by
right.
Tuesday or Wednesday, to have bookies call y'all up. We can set something up, man, and go on and do what we got to do.
Thursday is good.
Thursday is good?
Wednesday, you know, that way.
Yeah.
You're right, Wednesday. That
right.
way we, you know.
Yeah, you get a fair, you know, then you have a chance to know what you got a plan for. So we lock something in to make sure y'all come with the car. That's all. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Because if you don't plan on coming, you ain't just going to bring your car to test and tune.
Nah, we don't do that. We going to come in. And we're going to get off the trail and go to the line.
Yeah, I know. He like to get right on that. He don't be.
Hey, listen. Ask him how did I come in shaking down. I come in, checked in, and went to the line on it.
Hey, and I'm going to congratulate you on that win, man. And the car looking nice. Got them running good. You looking pretty good, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you look pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it do, man. So, you know, if we could come up with something, we like to pick a pretty decent day. 70 degrees is where we like to be.
Oh, it's
gonna be safe. It's safe for everybody, man. When temperatures get below that, the track is not a good place to be running on, man. But other guys know better than no more than me because they got better cars and equipment than I got. But I know one thing. If the track get too cool, it ain't good for nobody when you get to the big end. Yeah, the starting line is all right, Tate. And you know this better than anybody.
Oh, I know that. Hell yeah. I know I'm right there with you, Dustin. I'm gonna be real selective about where I go from here on out.
There you go. Now you
real selective.
Because you got to think about what the big end of the track is, not the first 300 feet.
That's right.
It's the big end when you get down there and go to losing control when you pick it up.
And I'm not bashing no tracks. But if I don't see a motherfucker come on out there with that big old street sweeper every now and then, I'm going to park mine.
There you go.
I ain't lying. I need to see that big old street sweeper going on down through there with them sprayers coming out of there.
And let me say something else to you. Go to the 41, get down around the 8th of mile, and look at grass growing up out of the track. Now, is that a good track? Go to the 41, go around the 8th of mile, and there's grass growing out of the track, man. And they got motherfuckers coming there running whatever their car's worth. You know, up with anything over $5,000, you going down a dusty ass track with grass and dirt on the big end. You trying to lose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You taking my money at the gate. Prep the track, fix the track.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I can't. One thing we can't do, we can't make them do a motherfucking thing.
Well,
I don't care how much money.
But
hey,
one
only thing
you
I can do
is avoid that track.
Avoid that track. Yeah.
I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? It has been a million people that voice their opinion about what they going to do at 41, but 41 going to do what the fuck they want to do, which that's what they can do. You see?
If a million of us got together and boycotted 41, they can't get no money. They got to do what we say do. Yeah. And it's power in numbers. You know? Power in numbers. The motherfuckers get on Yellow Bullet and say, motherfucker, down around the 8th mile at 41, is grass going out of the track? Is dew dropping off them trees down there on the track? Man, people, I mean, they got to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to a good track to put those.
Hey, Dancer, I hear you, but that's been done already. When the wild guys came up there, and then they didn't spray that motherfucker, and that guy, whoever it was, two people threw their cars up, they was all on Yellow Bullet like a motherfucker. They stopped coming, but our motherfucking ass was still going. Because you had a lot of people that still felt like, man, fuck that, we still going. So it's up to you to just stop going, and then sooner or later, somebody else going to stop.
The only reason I was there with Skin, because we locked in, and he said 41, and I said, fuck it, I feel I'm slow enough to get down that grease pit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Me personally, I ain't shy about someone in no type of way. I'm not taking my car there no more. Never in life.
You and a couple of quite a few more people, and I boycotted them a long time until I ran there fucking with Skin. But I ain't going back. It's not my intention to go back.
It's too many other
better
tracks. It's too many other tracks I can go to that got all the proper equipment. Like I said, at the end of the day, we all got a family. We all got kids, and we love this shit. I mean, we love it. We love it to death, but we really don't want to die. So
right.
We don't be looking at the big picture saying, damn, we really jeopardizing our motherfucking lives at this motherfucker. Ain't no ambulance, ain't no this, ain't no
hey,
that. So
hey.
I had to check myself, say, damn, it's trying to go up here and do everything I can to try to race somebody and get this car down the track. Is that shit more important than my kids and my family?
Hell no. I'm gonna go
at least if I crash and bleeding and shit, my head will split wide open. Motherfucker got an ambulance right there to take
me
somewhere and help me.
He can tend to you and get you to a hospital within 20 minutes.
I mean, it is what it is. And a person can say what the fuck they want to say about it, but this is my life, and I love doing this shit. I might die doing it, but I'm going to have a chance. At least I want to be somewhere where I got a chance to survive.
You thinking, man. That's a thinking, man. Fuck off. Them guys will say, well, why you don't want to go to 41? Well, look at it, man. Weigh it out. Weigh it out. Like you just said, no ambulance. If the track would at least prep properly, you stand a better chance because you're on a good surface. Man, I ain't never seen them come out there with a sprayer and drag all the way down with a brush and sprayer. Them motherfuckers had a hair dryer out there blowing the track off. Them are just good.
Hey, even on a good track. Right, but you know, they were just talking about that on Shutdown. Even at a good track, these cars is dangerous. But if you had a good track and something happened, they got paramedics and they got all the right shit.
Tend to you.
You know what I'm saying? We had a track that ain't got no glue now.
No
ain't
glue
got
now.
No paramedics.
You're
no
throwing your money
it.
Away right there. You might
yeah,
not even
no.
look up.
Yeah, man, I can't give my money away like that no more.
Hey,
yeah. Go to that motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off this day. Hey, did you see how Milan was the other night? The videos all over the race. Everybody was breaking loose to Milan.
Yeah, they say Milan done went to shit, too. They said that motherfucker done went to shit.
But they just probably need to re-glue it, re-prep it. And, you know, it costs money to prep them tracks. And
but they
drag them and...
Hey, Dancer, but no, they used to, that motherfucker, everybody from Chicago, we love that shit when we used to go up there. They used to be on kill. But now they start making all that motherfucking money and get arrogant, Dancer.
But no, and second thing, we don't know, did it rain up there? You know, did somebody waste a lot of fluid down on the track? I mean, there's other things that come into play. Martin is a decent track, man. They're going to do what they can because not just
no, he ain't say Martin, he said Milan. He said Milan,
oh.
Milan.
Oh, Milan. Oh, yeah.
Milan, yeah, that's the other one.
Martin
is the one closest, that 131.
Oh.
Now, that's that. Yeah, that's motherfucker there.
Track.
Yeah, they catch you, goddamn it. If you take a street car down 131, that motherfucker spin out, they gonna drag the motherfucker. They going. They ain't got no problem coming out there.
See,
they ain't got no problem coming out there.
Take.
And I bet they not doing that in Milan like that.
Yeah.
Take.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, I don't mean to cut you off, but you notice the difference in tracks. Like, take 66, you take Rockford, you don't have all those trees next to the track.
Yeah.
Here, condensation and doing all that shit is falling on the track.
Yeah. That plays a big part. Yeah.
It's not going to make
that's
what
track. I said about 41. Those trees hanging over the track. You got grass growing out of the ground at the track. It's blowing crap off the trees on the track. They're not sweeping it all the way down.
Yeah.
They're not spraying VHT all the way down. They don't drag it all the way down. They'll drag the first 300 feet, turn the little thing around, drag that tire back this way, and then say they done. Well, then you ain't going to VHT it.
You ain't gonna never
see
that shit. You ain't gonna never see that kind of shit at 66 or either Rockford.
Never.
Go with the shooter.
Yeah, you just gotta. It's one of those situations not dancing well. When you know better, you do better, man. I know. Hey, that little time I sat down, I said, man, I got to be a damn fool. I said, man, how much money have I won at 41 the last 5 years? Only person I won some money off of was Puerto Rican Pete, man. I barely made it down the track being.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that was for like 2,000. So in 2 years, I mean, about 4 years, I made 2,000. You know how much money I jagged off going there trying to get down the track? I used to go to that motherfucker 3-4 days a week trying to get down the motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the car all the time. It was the track.
I know it wasn't the car.
You're fighting the track.
I know it wasn't the car. I'm fighting the track every time I get up there.
What the fuck you going to do, man? He got to talk the shit and they want to race. You
know,
y'all on
racing,
y'all
guys pull
out 2 or 3 times,
he
quit.
Who was that?
He said, that
Didi. Who are you talking about?
He said, ask Ken what the fuck he gonna do.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. There you go.
Wait a minute, what'd he say? What I'm gonna do?
Didi,
get on 130. He know what I'm gonna do.
Didi, kick it off, baby.
Tell Didi to get on 130. Tell him we on our motherfucking way with that Grey Reaper. No, I don't like that. Lock in, motherfucker. I said I don't like that. It's only what I like.
Hey, D.D. Y'all done woke the Grizzly Bear up.
Hold on, y'all. Let the Grizzly Bear talk, man. Let him talk. I don't like that, D.D. D.D.
I'm
going
to give you a little playtime. Then you coming back in and get on the word.
D.D.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Lock your motherfucking ass in. Now, listen.
You got the French.
I don't like that with my pickup truck. I like that National. Go get that National.
Go take those school clothes off.
I like that Regal. I like that black Regal with the V6 in it with the turbo. Come on.
They still got
to
the laptop. They got
an
IT running in it.
You said what? Wait, what'd you say, D.D.?
You
going to
give him a
Connor bus? No, I ain't going to give him no Connor bus. Why would I give him a Connor bus a month later? Hell no, I ain't getting no kind of bus. You should have asked for that night. I might have would have gave it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You done got gunshot.
You said what?
Yeah.
I think you done got gunshot. Come on, ass on the team, you
boy. Hey, Mouth. Hey,
yo, Mouth. I think his phone breaking up.
No, he's
still on here.
He's
about to
mash one.
Hey,
Tate. I hear you. I think someone over
there
line or something. Yo. Is that you, Leon?
Yeah. Hey,
where
Leon at?
He right
here. Hey, Leon, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
Let me pull your ass out on the
29th
at Byron.
Huh? If they want to run you on the 29th at Byron. On the 29th at Byron? What is that, about 2 weeks from now?
Nah, that's next week. Next Sunday.
What's wrong with next Wednesday?
Huh?
He got to work next Wednesday. So. What up, bro? He worked too far that way, then he got to come to the Grove. I don't know. What's wrong with Saturday? Hey, what's wrong with Saturday, Leo?
I'm
telling you. What'd you say, Leo? Oh, yeah. Oh, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a four wheeler that time, so I'll be there, but I don't think they're gonna let us run.
Oh, okay.
Run your head up.
What about at the Groves that Saturday?
No, but I'll be at Byron.